Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So the Chicago bring us back. Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, one of my heroes. And Karen and I were just talking about her recent trip to Greece and what she learned over there and how she felt that the solution to Greece's problems was going to be a growing and encouraging the entrepreneurial sector. And I completely agree with that. Greece is a fiscal basket case right now. They're sovereign. Things that are going on. Karen, thanks again for hanging out with us. I've been saying something for about a year or so now, Karen. Americans look at Europe, Spain, Ireland, Italy, certainly Greece, and others over there, other countries over there. When we look over there and see what they're going through and we see the causes of their problems, we're watching our own movie. It hasn't happened yet. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I definitely agree.
Here in America.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, you know, that is our future. It's here now, actually, as you know, Jim. I mean, you know, the debt is, in my opinion, and, you know, the amount of resources that the government is sucking up at all levels is definitely weighing on the economy and our ability to get back to robust levels of growth, and it will be that way for a long time,
including national security. Karen, I feel like national security is being compromised because of this debt. Yeah,
you're right. I mean, if we're not a global economic leader, as we have been in the past, it definitely does undermine, you know, our ability, you know, to be strong players on the international basis. And you could see a little, what's happening, even with Russia yesterday saying, well, gee, if you build that missile shield, right, we're just gonna let the rockets
right.
And as well as China. I mean, you saw that, you know, sort of playing out, I think, with the whole Chen, issue that continues to unfold as we speak. And there seems to be some solution to allow Chen to come over here and study as a student. But, you know, getting back to the issue, we have to deal with this. I don't think they're dealing with it for sure at a federal level, but I do see glimmers of hope, you know, at the state level, where you do see responsible governors in the face of extraordinary criticism and losing their jobs, as a matter of fact, in Wisconsin recall election, doing what is responsible and doing what they need to do, you know, to get those state budgets, to get those states' business climates back in competitive shape. So see the cutbacks happening in many of those responsible states, and unfortunately you don't see, you know, cutbacks or any movements in those states where it needs to happen, you know, like the California and the New York
or at the federal level. I mean, Karen,
yes,
I mean, just do math, just add one and one. Don't even use multiplication and division, Karen. Just simple math, simple second grade math will tell you that we can't continue to trajectory that we're on. We're already in danger, and we actually have, with Europe playing out in front of us, we can see what it's going to look like. We actually have the ability to turn things around right now without having gut-wrenching pain like Greece is going to go through, but yet we've got people who refuse to lead, who refuse to tell people the truth, and they keep standing up for a lie. And I don't understand how you can be someone who cares about this country and behave that way, Karen.
No, I agree, Jim. And we've got, I'm really hoping that, you know, all you can do is hope, right? And that this issue again begins to be a priority issue. And I think it still is. I mean, certainly the economy, you know, and jobs are the top issue, but this is very interwoven, you know, into that issue that, you know, out on the campaign trail that you do have, running for office at every level, and I think this should be a major issue that, you know, is debated at the presidential campaign level. and that whoever comes to office in January really does something about it. You know, whether you know, it's Romney who says, "Well, now I got to think about my next 4 years or this," or if it's you know, President Obama who's like, "Well, I'll leave this for the next guy or gal that comes along, and I'd rather, you know, focus on other stuff." So, but we, I mean, there's just
One of the things that I think that I've been telling my audience whenever I've talked about this topic is that 2012 is the year that America decides what it wants to be for the rest of the century, for maybe for the rest of history. This 2012 is the biggest debate, not about presidents or senators. The debate that's happening in America right now is, what do we want to be? Do we want to be more like what we've been, or are we willing to take something less than we can be? Are we willing to accept something less because we don't have the discipline and the leadership to tell ourselves the truth?
Oh, that's very well said, Jim. And it is a crossroads election. And from the small business perspective, I mean, all the signs there, Jim, are that, you know, we just continue to, you know, undermine our small business and entrepreneurial sector. We're, you know, basically losing our competitiveness. I mean, Kauffman put out another report that shows that startup activity is at an all-time low. Well, that just shows you, Jim, that, you know, people that want to be entrepreneurs just do not have the confidence, don't have the hope, you know, don't have the environment to pursue their dream and get that back.
And that's why I'm proud of Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, because she's going to continue to tell this story, and she's right there, so she can tell the folks in Congress that this too she does. And that's the reason why I support her, and I encourage you to do the same thing. Her with small business. I'm sorry, SBE Council, SBEcouncil.org. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.